Heidi and Frank
are back.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
Right now.
On Southern California's Rock Station, 95.5.
Right now.
KLOS.
Howdy and Frank show, about 14, maybe 13 minutes away from the 740 giveaway, which is going to be Universal Studios Hollywood 4-pack this time around. So at 740, I'll give you that cue to call 818-955-2955 and just be caller 40, and those tickets are yours. You save money on those tickets and will be part of what you spend on your weekend, you know, budget. $397 on summer activities every single weekend. The average American spends about $400. So, dining out. Who dined out this weekend?
Yep.
They're saying dining out, $61.
What?
I'm like,
not a chance.
What? As part of like, they're totaling what the $397 would be on the average. Mm-hmm. The average for dining out is $61 in this country?
Well, I will only say, like, we went to lunch. We went to this little place called Snowcap, and it's mostly burgers, but they have other stuff too, and burgers and shakes. So three of us went, and I was trying to find my receipt, but I think it was like around $79. We got two double cheeseburgers, a cheeseburger, chicken tenders, and a small strawberry shake.
And that was just yours. So who else?
Mine. I was just saying it was $79 just for me. I worked up an appetite. I went hiking.
It's so weird. There was three girls.
Yeah.
And that was your order. So who got the double cheeseburgers?
I got my wife and her sister got double cheese.
Really?
I got a cheeseburger.
If I had to put the food with the person, I'd have never guessed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we got chicken tenders, you know, for the table. And then a small chocolate shake for my wife, and we just had water. It was $79. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
And she's just not caring anymore, is she? She's like, double cheeseburger, chicken fingers, and a chocolate shake. Yeah. She's like, I'm taking over.
Yeah. it's her turn.
Yes, it's her
turn. It is her turn.
It's
you know
her
what,
turn.
Jordan?
To not be
you're right.
On
in
a
relationships,
bicycle.
It's a real back and forth. It's a real push pull.
Yeah.
You know, give and take. she's taking. She's taking.
Did you say anything about that? Because I know my wife would have. He's like, about really? A chocolate shank? Mm-hmm. Already a double cheeseburger? Mm-hmm. And chicken fingers?
Yeah.
I mean, my wife would have said something. To body shame me into like, I can't get all of that.
No.
So you didn't say a word like, okay,
well,
you know
like
how
she,
you get. You're gonna
it's not like she's eating, having a strawberry shake.
Maybe she's secretly bulimic and that's why she doesn't gain the weight. She's back there. She's just,
God, is that why her teeth look terrible? I was always wondering.
Yeah, the backs of her teeth are just rotten.
They're kind of thin. Yeah, they look really, I can see through her teeth. Yeah. Oh, I bet that's why.
The back of her teeth look like an old fish sauce plant.
She was blaming me about that the whole time. Mm-hmm. No, it's her
just on her breath alone. Cleared out a whole town.
But yeah, that was a lunch, Frank. $79 for
you
lunch.
You have to listen to the whole show, folks.
You really do.
You just have to 7:30. It's like, wait, what?
What's
how
happening?
Rude is he?
Oh, rude. That's nothing. You'll if you're just settling in, you're from KCAL. we've been together 26 years. Yeah. That was light. I think he's actually getting nicer to me, which is weird. Can you imagine?
I know, huh?
Jeez.
Okay, so anybody host a gathering this weekend? Oh, you hosted a gathering,
I
Emo.
Did. I had a girl's sleepover.
Yeah?
My girlfriend's, yeah.
Tell
me everything. My parents are out of town, and they have the good house for that, so I used their house.
All right, so you went back home to your... Is this the house you grew up in?
Yes.
So it was like going back in time to when you had sleepovers? When
oh,
you were
yeah.
Fine.
We had been talking about bringing those back, and we had so much fun. We were swimming until like 11 p.m.
Nude.
Like, oh, yeah. Yes, Frank, yes.
Well, I mean, your parents aren't home. It's a girl's sleepover. Nobody got naked.
Right, and the naked pillow fights,
yes,
you know.
With all the feathers.
Keep the panties out of the pillow fight.
And you guys braided each other's hair and
yeah.
Made out.
Yeah. Yeah, we did play this 90s dance board game that I have. That's a ton of fun.
Dance Dance Revolution?
We were up to like 3 a.m. No, it's going to be very... It'll take me like 10 minutes to explain.
Never mind.
Probably
never
don't.
Mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And then also, Bianca of the Poppy, she got married on Saturday.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was supposed to be an engagement party, and then it was a surprise wedding.
Surprise wedding.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's fun.
I figured it out, though.
But lucky him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
congrats, Bianca and Bryce.
She's a cutie.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca and Bryce. Oh, they sound like a cute, hot, cute couple.
They are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're adorable. They're
one of those couples you hope you find their sex tape. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, it's Bianca and Bryce. Purity. Oh my
God. Press play.
Shh, close the door. Oh my God. You know you'd be watching it.
They are so wholesome that it's not what I expected.
Oh, you think until you see their sex tape.
It's they're always like, the wholesome ones. You're like, good Lord, what?
Oh my, yeah, I didn't even recognize them at first until I took their mask off. Uh-huh. You can tell her I said that.
Yeah, I will. I'll call her right now.
She's on her honeymoon right now.
Yeah, hope they're taping it. Ooh, yeah.
It's called the secret fourth wholesome.
Oh my God.
Jordan.
So Emma hosted a gathering.
I did.
And you bought all the snacks? Were you responsible for
all of it? Oh, I got all the snacks. I got
it. How much did you spend?
We also ordered pizza, but we split that, and then I got Oreos and ice cream and root beer and
so you spent
chips.
Well over a couple hundred dollars on this, the accoutrements.
I don't think it was quite $100. I think maybe like 60.
Yeah, they say $60 to host a gathering. They're bringing stuff to someone else's gathering. Yeah. So that's part of it.
Yeah, but see, you add in alcohol, that even gets more expensive.
Oh, easily.
Mm-hmm. Well, someone else brought that.
Yeah.
Oh, so got split. You went to a surprise wedding, so you didn't have a surprise gift because you engagement party. So you didn't have a
no. There was, but they gift. Had like a. They're doing instead just Venmo money. They had
just
like
Venmo
a little
is money.
Yes.
So yeah, $59 attending celebrations and gifts like weddings and birthdays. So everybody had to have that this weekend. So Emo's two for two.
Woo!
And did you dine out at all?
No, I did not. Okay. Just
entertainment, movie theater. You went to the movies to see Spider-Man.
Easily two
concerts. Gonna go to a concert this weekend.
Went and saw music, but it was at a free place. But it's at a bar, nothing's ever free. So even though the entertainment was free, the bevies,
entertainment like movie theaters, concerts, shows, and theme parks. How much do you say they put on that total of when you're breaking down the weekend spending? $57. Good luck going to a concert or a theme park for $57. Mm-hmm. That's why it's like it's such a big ticket, given away these Universal Studios Hollywood tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because these are tickets to get in. Yeah, you're still going to spend money when you get there on beverages,
parking,
and
food,
and
probably like I want a hat. Oh, I want. Can I get one of these T-shirts? Well, they're $45.
I want some Harry Potter wands.
Yeah, right.
Robe.
Uh-huh. Magnets. I mean, there's always something.
Well, I was supposed to go to a concert in the park yesterday, but everyone bailed. But that would have been free.
Who was playing?
It was just in Dana Point. They do really fun cover bands across the street from the beach. It was just, I think it was just like an 80s band or something, but that would have been
why did you all by yourself? You're not.
Everybody bailed?
Everyone bailed.
They were too tired from your up all night naked panty party with pizza and Oreos.
You know, it's like, you set up cameras.
No pictures?
I took a few on my film camera, so.
Of all the girls together? In their pajamas? At least.
Well, on my maybe a couple on my film camera, so maybe in a few weeks I'll show you.
Get doubles.
Yeah, get doubles. Okay. Bring them in so we can post them. Outdoor activities like camping, boating, gear, hiking, and fishing, $55. Anybody doing any outdoor activities this weekend? No. Self-care and wellness. Anybody get a haircut? I did, but my wife did it. Seems to trim me mully.
Oh, she doesn't want your mully to get too long?
You know, it was just getting crazy thick. It's thinner on top than it is on the back. So, I was looking like
Ben Franklin?
A very weird Ben. Like Ben Franklin, if he was going to advanced hair and it started growing in. And then I'm in the process of it getting thicker.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. I don't think that's a look that anybody's ever going for. Can you give me the Ben Franklin, bushy in the back and very little sparkle? Is that something you guys do here?
Really super thick.
I didn't see a picture of him on
the back
wall,
of my head can grow some hair. Haircuts, spas, beauty services. Anybody get beauty services? I'm looking around now.
I got the scalp massage in the look-see. Yeah, that was good.
Did they find anything on your scalp that looked iffy? Are you looking for odd moles that we can't see when you're doing the dermatology, mapping and
molding? Well, speaking of that. I have to have something removed from my face because I went to the dermatologist on...
All of it?
Yeah. They're going to start with all of it, and then they're going to biopsy.
Clean slate.
They're
going to
biopsy it, and then just, you know...
Let's just have a five-year-old draw on this piece of paper and staple it to your skull.
I'm fine with that.
Any improvements?
Yeah, I have to have something removed. I went to the dermatologist, and she did got completely naked. And she's like, you know, you can keep your panties on if you feel more comfortable.
And you didn't.
Well, no, I need you to look at everything. I mean, I want... Yeah. Yes, of course.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Now, you know you're going to take your panties off at a dermatologist, and you have a lady dermatologist. Have
well,
you ever
I
had
found
her before?
I found her through my sister-in-law, and so my sister-in-law was the recommendation, so I looked her up and everything. And she goes, now she will say, like... depending on how comfortable you are, you take your bra and panties off so she can see.
What'd your sister-in-law do? Did she take your bra and panties off?
She did.
Oh my God!
Yeah, she
She's
did.
Origin girls.
Yeah, we want you to take a. I don't want you to have to be like. Do you have anything concerning?
Unless
in your bra
every woman? Oregon girl has something that needs to be looked at under her panties.
Tick?
It's like, yeah.
Wait, is that a tick?
I think it's just a tick. Maybe more on ticks later. I guess you would have to get checked for ticks.
Yeah, you do.
You got to squat over a mirror and check for ticks?
I check everything. Yes, I do. I even had to buy a handheld mirror while I was here.
She didn't have one?
No.
She's got a boyfriend. He can find him.
Yeah. So I, anyway, she looked at it, and I said, everything looks good, except there's this one spot on the side of my nose. She said, how long have you had that? And I go, I think, like...
How big are your panties? If she had to look, you took your panties off, she saw something on the side of your nose.
Well, my nose is always down there checking, you know. So she saw it while I was looking while she was looking. I was looking while she was looking. And then she saw the thing while I was looking while she was looking. You know. Anyway. So I'm having that ripped off my face and then biopsied. Great.
I don't see it. Did you cover it up with makeup?
I have makeup on.
But if you took it off, it would stand out like a big... Oh, that's just a basal cell carcinoma.
That's
no
what she
deal.
Said, basal. Basal cell carcinoma.
That ain't going to kill you.
I go, carcinoma? Cancer?
That ain't going to kill you. It's such a slow-growing cancer. I was pre-med.
Yeah, but she goes, how long have you
it?
Had it? And I said, as long as I can remember. And she goes, okay, well, that's... And it's not changed?
No, as long as you can remember, like since you were a child, you had that. See how slow-growing it is? No one's even noticed it on your face, and it's been this long.
But what if the tendrils are inside my skull? Like it's going this way.
You're fine. That's what the lady took off my eye.
Mine's like right here. Right where? Yes, it's going to be in the same spot. And she goes, "You're going to have a. You're going to have a.
We've worked together way too long. We got matching cancers.
I know. My God, how cute is that?
I know.
Mine's on my left side.
Screw all you married couples who are matching the sweatsuits. We got matching cancer.
That's real soulmate business.
That's right.
So she said she wanted to do it while I was there in the office that day. And she goes, now you are going to have some stitches and you will be some swelling and bruising. And I'm like, I'm a television star, so I can't do it today. Could we do it one day next week?
Did you actually say that? She's like, really? Where am I seeing you?
What have I seen you in? And I'm like, you know, I just so many things. I don't ever
want to
talk
about. Would you bring up Dish Nation again? Did Dish Nation make it all the way up to Oregon?
No. Just said I do a radio show and I do Heidi and Frank. I did, yeah, yes. I'm huge up here. I can barely walk the streets of Bend without going Dish Nation. I'm like, how you doing?
Everybody's good shouting to out. See yeah, you. A big urban population up there in Bend, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
looking
I'm having
for their hip hop news
on Wednesday. You know, and I'll keep you posted if I'm dying or not.
You're not.
Okay, great.
The only thing you need to worry about is when they take that skin off they're going to stitch it together, it's going to like pull that other skin together. So you'll probably have like weird, like when you open your eyes really wide. I noticed that too.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
That you have like a skin webbing now because it's stretching your skin out that it'll make it look really dumb. Like you have like super deep tear ducts.
Wait, forever or while it's healing?
Forever. Until you get old, it stretches out even more. You know what I mean? Okay. You really got to rub it out. Because the woman did it to me, and I was like...
What?
Now when I go like this... Give the camera on me. And now when I go like this... Like this weird thing here, like... I don't know. Can you see
look
it, right?
Dumb.
Yeah. Luckily, you know, that face...
You don't do that face
that face doesn't
often.
Come up often.
Yeah. Only when
I
like,
do...
When you smell some rotten
stupid.
Fish sauce.
I look
you know.
So stupid.
So you're saying that Heidi will look stupid after this?
There's a chance that there's a that stupid will be another part of her face.
What if she does that, and all of a sudden I come in, and you see me the next time, and I'm gorgeous?
Oh, time for Universal Studios tickets, 818-955-2955. I mean, that conversation was going nowhere. Remember you said, what if I'm gorgeous? I'm like, okay, time to move on.
Yeah, that's never happened.
818-955-2955. Universal Studios Hollywood tickets, 4-pack, could be yours. And we're talking about, you know, how much money it costs to go out and do some stuff. That'll be a big help for the old packet books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm young. Also, transportation, gas, parking, train or bus tickets and ride shares, $51. Come on. So, yeah, all those numbers sounded pretty low to come up to the $397 that we're all averaging for every weekend. Another thing people like to do when meeting up with people is going out to restaurants, and that's just ahead of going to the park, beach, or lake.
Well, park's free.
Yep. Next is movie nights.
No, it's not. No,
if you followed by parties, road trips, picnics, weekend getaways, cooking as a social activity, game nights, concerts. Yeah. Everything you do. Gonna cost some money. There's things you didn't plan to spend money on this summer that you probably did anyway, like Imodium AD.
Oh, well, all those chili dogs, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, all that damn lettuce. Mm-hmm. That diarrhea lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Cyclospora.
The crap cabbage. Uh-huh.
The gas pain romaine.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. The romaine runs is what I call it.
The romaine runs, yeah.
Yeah.
What other? Ice turd. That's the old ice turd lettuce.
Ice turd.
I'm just spitballing here, Frank. I'm doing the best
that's
I can.
What I'm doing in my
I have cancer.
That's what I'm doing in my shorts after that lettuce, a little spitballing. Also, $7 a gallon on gas. Didn't plan to spend that much money on gas this summer.
Yep.
I didn't plan to spend money on a Jimothy the raccoon doll, but how could you
Here
not?
We are. They're so cute. And t-shirt
to the collection.
I didn't plan to spend money to take off my I Heart Jared Leto tattoo, but, you know.
Oh, he's just.
Probably need to do that now.
Continues to disappoint.
And I never thought I'd get a LeBron James 76ers jersey, but hey, you know.
Add it to the collection.
Add it to the collection. All right, Joe spent some money. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Frank. Morning.
Oh, so it says here that you went to breakfast, and how much was breakfast when you went out?
Well, it was breakfast and then the movies. So breakfast, myself, my wife, and then we have three kids, twin three-year-olds and a five-year-old, so they basically share a meal. It was $8 for the three of us. And it wasn't like a real fancy. It was very simple breakfast.
Like two eggs, bacon, and toast?
Yeah.
Cheap stuff.
It was ridiculous. And then we go to the movies, go see Toy Story. For the five of us, it's about $100 out the door when I'm all said and done. I was in almost 200 by noon on Friday. So I don't know where they're getting this 300-something number, but that's way low.
Oh, yeah. For living out here, yeah, you're going to spend way more than the $397. He's like, let me give you some tickets to something.
$200 before
See if I can make it up for
you. That'd be awesome. That'd be great.
I got concert tickets. Well, do you want to go to Universal Studios Hollywood?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd love to take the kids.
Oh, cool.
I'll get a family 4-pack for you, so there you go.
Oh. Awesome. Thanks, Frank.
He's still got to buy an extra ticket, too.
No, he can have the wife take them, and he gets to stay home just by himself.
Oh, there you go.
All day.
Even better.
Yeah, have a guy's day in. Or Even go do better. Whatever you
want
to do.
My God, I'm over here looking at how much these tickets are for Universal. One ticket, $109. That's how valuable that prize is.
That's a 4-pack.
Yeah.
So we'll do the math real quick, Heidi.
Let's call it $109. Let's call it 110 times 4.
436.
Let's just do that. And then we'd have $440. $440-ish. Yes?
Ish.
God, yeah, I'm sweating.
Close enough.
How will scientists do it?
It'd be $436.
Okay. Well, I said ish, and that's how you cover your ass. With
smart, don't you?
Hello, Ricky.
Yo.
Well, you can save that $436 because you just won 4 tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood.
Ooh.
Hell yeah. That's right. Man. Thank you.
You are welcome.
It's my birthday today, too, so it's perfect.
Yeah, Ricky.
I would tell you happy birthday, but we do not do that.
No. Yeah, we don't do that here.
Oh, you were born. Big deal. Move on.
Thank you, Ricky.
And we all were.
Enjoy yourself. Take some pictures. I did have some family send me some pictures. They DM'd me of them at Hurricane Harbor.
Cool. Nice.
And they were like, oh, the family had a great time. Thank you so much. Ticket King. I think they sent it to you. They sent it to you, too. They tagged us all in it. So, yeah, when you go and get your tickets, go and have a good time. Tag us in your pictures. Let us know. Oh, if you want to maybe get some money so you can spend on the weekends, if you did eat the Taco Bell diarrhea lettuce, you could get $200. There's a class action lawsuit, a proposed class action lawsuit seeking damages of at least $200 for customers who purchased Taco Bell items containing bad lettuce. The central case involves a man in West Virginia named Lawrence Null. It's like me, West Virginia, like diarrhea is no big surprise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Like just another day.
Yeah, it's like, day. How are you so impacted by this, West Virginia?
They're not
like
that. Impacted.
They're not impacted.
Oh. But the damages aren't about personal injury. Personal injury, because you had explosive diarrhea. You had $200 is what could happen. Just raw behold.
Raw. Then you get a bit of like some sort of infection back there.
Rob E hole. He's doing overnights now. Sure. Right after Alice Cooper. Rob E hole.
Seems like a perfect fit.
Robbie hole. Oh, crap.
Crap.
The suit argues every class member suffered the same economic injury the moment the transaction closed. Each paid full price for food that was worthless than represented and in law was worthless because it could not be sold for human consumption. So economic loss isn't just the cost of a bad taco. It's also medication, not being able to work, and stuff like that.
Yeah, right. And toilet paper.
They wrote that. And stuff like that.
And stuff like that. What great journalism. Toilet paper, some baby wipes.
Imodium.
Medication. Loss of work.
Says there have been well over 6,000 laboratory-confirmed cases of the illness. Spreading across 45 states. But there are believed to be tens of thousands of additional cases. But nobody wanted to go in and talk about it. They're too embarrassed.
Or they don't go to, you go to urgent care and then it gets marked down? Or you just go, I'm
so you went to the this regular doctor or dermatologist? You went and
took
your panties off. And but you have a dermatologist down in La Quinta.
No.
Or no, you have one here in Los Angeles.
I had one, but I haven't been to her. And this dermatologist asked me. It's been way before COVID. COVID's 6 years ago.
Oh, okay. So, I thought you were you're pretty up on all your doctor visits.
No, it's been a long time since I've had my moles mapped, Frank, and... I was due.
So you took your panties off.
Yeah, she has to see your butt cheeks and your leg crevices and your...
I know, but I don't know if I want her to look at my leg crevices. I don't know. It's just it's like, I don't know if I want to show you. I think I'll just die. You know?
Well, I don't want... I'm going to take off my underwear
and then you're going to be looking at like something nasty. And that's what I was thinking about happened to Farrah Fawcett. I'm like...
I prepped.
She did one like Farrah Fawcett was like, you know, ultimate pinup girl. You know, everybody had that poster of Farrah Fawcett, Charlie's Angel.
Mm-hmm. Her nipples were always nipples.
Anus cancer.
Yeah. Right.
Because she probably didn't want to go in, being the sex symbol that she was, and go, hey, could you look at this? And it looks like the bottom of a portobello mushroom.
I know, Frank. So you're saying she probably didn't go and get her colonoscopy and get all that because if something was wrong.
Yeah, it's just wrong.
It's just going to happen. That's why it's good to not be Farrah Fawcett. It's like, yeah, whatever.
I know, but I kind of feel like Farrah Fawcett in this case, where it's like, you know what, I don't want to go in.
You're not as hot as Farrah Fawcett.
I know, but I don't ruin the fantasy with any nurses.
You don't have a shot with them anyway.
I know I don't, but still.
Right. No matter how good your penis looks, they're probably not.
Can't imagine them looking at something going, ew.
I think they would. They might say it in their head, but they won't say it to you, so not to worry.
No, there's been probably many nurses or doctors listening to this show where they've actually left a room of a patient and went down to the central area and said, "Oh my God, you got to go head down to 2A,
yeah,
and look at that guy's blank."
Oh my God! What is that?
That if you're ever in the hospital and you see a bunch of different faces come in, it's because they're talking about you at the nurse's station.
We're doing a little bit of a medical consult here. We're a teaching hospital, so we're going to have people come in and take a look.
I remember, like, when I was one of my friends from high school, she was going to nursing school, and she was in that part where she had to go and do the rounds or whatever, like the residency or whatever.
Yeah.
And something about this old man who had, like, just a huge hog, and, like, that word spread quickly through the hospital. So basically, everybody in the hospital who worked there had to go in and see this old man's hog.
He loved it.
I don't even know if he's awake. Oh. Like, they had to give him bed baths and stuff because he was, you know.
And it took two hands.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, my God. They had to bring
it. It'd be a two-nurse job. You got to hold it.
Yeah, they had to put it on the food cart so they could get the rest of it. Oh, my God. And
then somebody walks by and goes, oh, God, hospital food looks terrible here. whatever he ordered, I don't want that. Okay. They dropped it on the floor and covered it in hair. What the hell? I'll have a muffin and pudding.
Yeah. For some reason, I don't have a hankering for coconut anymore. Yeah. So you leave the kiwi off my fruit plate. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the time for traffic already.
It is.
Yeah, there's been 6,000 laboratory confirmed cases. It says over 10,000 additional cases are suspected. 423 hospitalizations. You went to the hospital for it.
Dehydrated.
But no deaths, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Besides the death of actor Vincent Pastore, who played Salvatore Bonpensiero on The Sopranos, died at the age of 80, and we all lovingly knew him as Big Pussy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I gave a little shout-out to Big Pussy on my Instagram. Mm. When I found out that Vincent passed away.
R.I.P. Oh, there he
is. Johnny's mom. You didn't see that over the weekend?
I did not.
No. Oh, I was hoping you would. I was dying laughing.
Yeah.
Just to myself. All right, it is time to take a look at traffic, and then we'll come right back and have another floater for Universal Studios to give away. John Mellencamp, John Fogerty, Lionel Richie, Earth, Wind & Fire, and Grupo Frontera. So keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.